Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for new life in this new day, in this new and this better covenant. Lord, we are thinking relative to the word. I just thank you for sending Jesus, the Lamb that took away our sins as far as the east is from the west. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, that you didn't just do it for the Jews. You've done it for everyone. One died for all, so we can no longer live for ourselves, but live for you. Thank you for this great reality that the sin that came through disobedience and the devil has been dealt with in Jesus. So you call and we acknowledge and take hold of this goodness that has come. We partake of newness of life. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 5, verse 6 and 7. Boasting over your tolerance of sin is inappropriate. Don't you understand that even a small compromise with sin permeates the entire fellowship, just as a little leaven permeates a batch of dough? So remove every trace of your leaven of compromise with sin, so that you might become new and pure again. For indeed, you are clean, because Christ, our Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed for us.
Hallelujah. I love this picture here of Christ, our sacrificial Lamb, has been sacrificed. He paid the price for sin. And we see in the Old Covenant the type of Jesus was the lambs that the Jews took and then slaughtered every year, and then that covered sin. It didn't remove sin. But then there came a time when John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and he said, "Behold the Lamb that comes to take away the sins of the world." So this is so beautiful to understand now that Jesus has dealt with all sin so as to bring you back into the rights of a child of the living God. And what is that? It's righteousness. The righteousness of God that God had in mind for you as his child has now been restored. And just in our readings this morning, we need to understand that at one time, you know, we came into this world, God formed us, he led us into this world, and then we opened our eyes to the wrong things, our ears to the wrong things, and then we made room for the wrong things. And then the devil, he comes, he's a thief that comes to steal. So when you give him the finger, he then takes the other finger and then he takes the hand. And that is how sin works in it. It's a power at work in sons of disobedience. So disobedience opens a door. But then praise God when we hear the gospel that God so loved the world. While we're yet sinners, God loved the world. So he sent his son, not to condemn the world, but to save it. And then we come, okay, just some one understanding here. You know, the devil is a thief. He will come and take a bit. He'll take a finger and he'll take another finger. But the Lord wants all of us. This is like royalty. Like you getting married into royalty. You can't come and just take hold of it like you would the devil, just give him a little piece and then, you know, and then another little piece. God wants all of you. So you would have come to that place of like marrying into royalty, knowing that this royalty we're speaking about now is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And when you take refuge in Jesus, you run to Jesus. The Bible says you are married to another. You're married to Jesus to bear fruits to God. So it's not about just a piece. You've got to come 100%. The gospel message portrays that the goodness of God that he had in the beginning for you, he never made you to be a devil. He made you to be a part of the family in Christ, in the power of the Spirit, and so being spiritual, too busy with the good to do the bad. And now in Jesus, it's been made available again. So you come out 100% committed, and you don't make room for sin. You don't make room for darkness, because darkness is not light. Darkness is lies. It's not truth. Darkness is curses, not blessings. So you want the abundant life. So that's what you're pushing. And that's why this message here is talking about the so-called brother. This brother has given himself over to the devil. And it's real demonic stuff. This is talking about real bad sin, you can say. But all sin is bad. So guys, don't just see it here in the big, see it in the little. You know, you've been washed, you've been justified, you've been washed by the blood of Jesus, you've been justified by the Holy Spirit. You know, put away all sin. You know, at one time we were disobedient, especially like to our parents. And then it brought about a bad taste, a bad fragrance, and that bad taste and that bad fragrance is in the house of the wicked, not in the house of God. So when God has forgiven you, you know, put aside your bitterness, your disobedience to your parents, your bad attitudes and actions. You put aside all these things because it's all been dealt with by the blood of Jesus. And it wasn't easy. It was terrible. 3 days and three nights, Jesus dealt with sin. So sin is not to be taken lightly. It's demonic. It is your enemy, and it will rob you from everything that is good. And so just like a piece of leaven, you would put a piece of leaven into dough, and it will work its way through into everything. That's what sin does. But then there's a greater truth. When you put Jesus first, and you married to the Lord, and you're a new creation, then old things are passed away. Behold, all is new. And this, what you're beholding, is the kingdom and your portion in the kingdom. And that is also like a piece of leaven. When you get hold of that and you just stay with that, that works through all three layers, spirit, soul, and body. So be babes to evil, wise to what is good, and the God of peace will crush Satan underneath your feet. So guys, recognize that which is wrong around you, point it out, turn away from it, and encourage everyone to be zealous and in love and in tune with their Lord and their Savior, which is a very present help in the time of need. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.